April is Distracted Driving Awareness Month, and recent data from the General Insurance tells us that car crashes due to distracted driving number in the thousands. We're going to get some tips on how to prevent that, what you do, you know, how you can behave, as well as the sort of on the defensive end of it. And we have with us to talk about it Agency Development Specialist at the General, David Pesci. David, what are some of the top distractions that our drivers are facing these days?
Yeah, so some of the top distractions that we've noticed out on the road nowadays is actually a big one is cognitive distraction. So out of the claims and out of the accidents that have been reported, about 62% of the drivers said that they were daydreaming or lost in thought, you know, thinking about work, a stressful day, lack of sleep. All those cognitive distractions are actually taking a big heap of the percentage in these accidents. The other big ones, of course, the cell phone. Everybody seems to have one nowadays. Everybody's always on it. They're glued to it. That is causing a huge, huge influx of distracted drivers. And then another one that I always like to touch base on is obviously when we have kids or pets and different animals and people in the car with us, we tend to get distracted. You know, they're maybe fighting in the back seat or anything. You're trying to get control in the car. That could obviously be a huge distraction and something we face usually in the day to day.
Are the drivers across the board different ages, or is there sort of a age range or description, maybe a little demographic of that driver?
It's actually all across the board for distracted driving. Obviously, there's algorithms that companies put in place when they're coming up with premiums that notice there might be a little more accidents when they're younger or newer to driving. And then as they get really old, there's a lack of reaction time and, you know, you can't see as well, things like that. But distracted driving is pretty much everybody comes across some form of it. So we definitely see it across the board with everybody. And that's why we have April, you know, we got to focus on the distracted driver awareness.
Yeah, you're out in April. There's a lot more things on the road. Motorcycles get out there, bicyclists, people are walking and out. So there's a lot more things out there that it's not, you know, a lot of times we just got through in our area the severe weather where we're trying to pay more attention. But sometimes even on a nice day, you can get into problems on the road. So what kind of tips are there do you have for us to avoid some of these distractions you listed?
So some of the main tips I have is obviously accidents happen quickly. So they're usually, you know, a couple seconds, you took your eye off the road or you're paying attention to something else and boom, you know, something happened. But there are people who they like doing, you know, they like multitasking while they're driving. So driving is a task that should be done, you know, with 100% focus. But if you're eating in the car or you're, you know, trying to control the kids in the back seat or you may put your makeup on the way to work or anything like that, that you're multitasking while you're driving, please refrain from doing those things. That would help drastically. The other thing we touched on already is the phones. You know, people are on social media constantly or they're FaceTiming somebody or texting and checking their phones constantly. That's a big proponent. And then the biggest one, actually, that because I've obviously been in this situation before, is don't drive drowsy, right? When you're tired, it's been a long day, and, it's only an hour away or it's only 30 minutes, I'm good enough, I can get there. And then you get on the road and you realize, you know, hey, my eyes are closing on me, or, I lose focus for about 10 seconds, and you know, anything can happen in those short periods. So try and refrain from driving drowsy or tired. That would definitely help us from preventing accidents.
We're talking this morning with David Pesci. He's the Agency Development Specialist at the General. So let's talk about how does this impact our insurance? I mean, obviously, we have insurance and, you know, we got to drive safe, but what could be the ramifications of driving distracted?
Yeah, so driving, your driving record obviously is a big proponent to the amount you get charged for your insurance, right? So if you have a lot of tickets on your license, maybe you've been in quite a few accidents, there's been claims made, your insurer, you know, pays out on your behalf, insurers in turn transfer those costs over to the customers by raising premiums, right? So they charge a higher premium because they had to pay out and do what they do. But also a big thing that I like to think about in these cases too is, you could be hit by a driver that maybe it wasn't your fault. Maybe you were focused, but they were distracted. They crashed into you. Make sure you're talking to your local agents and speaking to them about the coverages that you do have. There are coverages out there that you can purchase that will cover if somebody doesn't have insurance and hits you, or has inadequate insurance and hits you. That will cover that gap in insurance, and just make sure that you understand all your insurances. Make sure that you have the right insurance put in place. Insurance is, it's a just in case. It's for the rainy day. We know there's going to be rainy days. We just don't know when they're going to happen, right?
Absolutely, and it's always, the peace of mind that comes with that. All right, so I'm on the road. I notice someone who seems to be driving distracted. Or what should I do as a motor? What's my defense on something like that?
The best is, like you said, just become the defensive driver. The most important for me is obviously you being safe, everybody in your car, your family being safe. Try and keep a safe distance from them. Maybe let them go ahead, or if you can pass them safely and get out of their way and keep moving, that would be the best bet. Try not to encourage any road rage by being a hero or, a vigilante in a sense. If it's that big of a distraction, that big of an issue, of course, get the police involved. They're the pros. Let them handle all that.
Yeah, but just kind of give them plenty of space, and that works well with any kind of driving. Just have space between you and the other vehicles, so in case there is something that comes up in the road or occurs, you have reaction time, and there is space available to do that. If people want to find out more about some of the things we talked about, maybe things related to insurance, where's a good place to get details?
Well, go to thegeneral.com. We have tons of information on this specific topic, especially for this month. You could also consult with your local General agents. They have all the state guidelines for your area. You can learn more about the legal implications distracted driving has, and obviously go over all the laws in your cities and states.
That's good. David, we appreciate your time this morning and keeping people safe today. Thank you.
Of course. Thank you.